Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, you're going to think alert. You're going to think alert when this show gets rolling tonight. Good evening and welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon. Of course, I am your host and cruise director, Madam Perry, also known as Jennifer Perry, and I am so delighted to have you here. You know, I keep saying this, it's like every, and I was talking earlier to tonight's guest, I said, every week the show, it just gets to be more and more fun. The energy gets more heightened. People are talking. I'm getting a lot more followers on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Stitcher. I'm getting a lot more downloads, and I think it's partly, well, it's the quality of the guests, and it's the quality of the audience, too. And you've all helped me keep bringing in great people. Tonight, of course, no exception. But just to go through and review a few, you know, recently we had Chasm Sultan, bassist for Todd Rundgren, Utopia, Joan Jett, Blue Oyster Cult. And he's also been helping raise money for Todd Rundgren's charity, Spirit of Harmony. Also, we had Holly Overton. Do you watch the TV show on Freeform called Shadow Hunters? Well, she's one of the writers on that show. Just so many fun people. Comic and musician Daryl Rhodes. It's like every week we just have more and more fun. And we've had a lot of musicians on, too, because, you know, we had Rudy Sarzo from Quiet Riot and Frank DeVille from, well, he's out on tour with the Gap Band now, as well as all the other people he's done work for, like Usher and Timbaland and Beyonce. But and, you know, I love true stories. I love to read biographies. And recently, reading Woody Woodmansey's biography, Spiders from Mars, about his years as a drummer for David Bowie, as one of the Spiders from Mars. And it got me into a mood listening to Bowie. And I was just thinking when I was listening to Moon Age Daydream, there's a line in there that says, "Don't fake it, baby. Lay the real thing on me." And I'm sure I'd heard it, but this time I really heard it differently. And that pretty well describes that's a good line to describe tonight's show, tonight's guest, because that's exactly what we're about to do, is lay the real thing on you. And my guest, of course, is we just love him. His name, he's the Conscious Health Alchemist. And he's been here twice before. He's one of our favorite guests. People love his show. People download it often. So I just want to bring him on in tonight. Reno Soriano, welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey.
Bye.
So how is that intro? You're going to lay the real thing on us. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I'm here to bust some paradigms tonight and ruffle some feathers. I didn't come on this line to make people feel good, even though I do that with when I coach people. But tonight's call it's a wake-up call, because I see a lot of stuff being thrown at people. I see a lot of people just struggling, suffering. I've talked to a number of people in the past week, people contacting me, seeking to make shifts, but things come up and their stuff comes up. And I think until humanity truly remembers who they truly are, there's not going to be much shifting. So I don't see much shifting going on in the planet. I see a lot of people becoming conscious. So becoming conscious is one thing, but actually shifting with things that you can feel and experience in your life is a totally different ballgame. So I definitely see consciousness raising. That's great. And some people are bridging over. But what I'm seeing is a lot of people are giving their power over. They are being sold. They are in victim mode. And so let me clarify. So basically we have this personal development industry, and it's been in full force now for over a decade. And we have the movie The Secret, and we have all these laws of attraction, and we got all this stuff. And it's great on one level, but on another, the results show something different. And I'm here to reveal a fact that most people are unaware of, and that is the personal development industry is one of the most profitable on the planet right now. And why is that? And it's called repeat business. It's because most people that apply the laws of attraction and try to shift and try to go higher, they don't experience significant changes in their life. And in fact, I mean, I'm not into the percentages, but I heard something about 6 months ago, but they're saying 90% of people plus who try to make laws of attraction work, try to create abundance and manifest the firm and meditate and don't experience much change in their life. Now, why is that? And I am going to present some facts that most people are unaware of, and I know why. And it's called life scripts. It's called life stories, life roles. And people adopt these things, in their childhood. And you take on a role to fit in your family. You have been programmed by mom and dad. You take on certain imprints from mom and dad. You take on energetic imprints from your ancestors. So we need to use a higher consciousness if we're going to be all we can be. And I call it living a victorious life, not just living a good life or an okay life. We're talking about a victorious life, a life that when you get up in the morning, you feel juiced up about. And I see the opposite. I see a lot of people who are hurting. I see a lot of people playing roles. I see a lot of people not walking or living their truth. I see a lot of inauthenticity. And now it's being posed as spiritual or personal development. And I think a lot of people are giving their power over to some modality, to some person, to some teaching. And I think we need to come back to our center. We are already the power pack. We are already the manifestation vortex. But any second or any time you divert your attention outside yourself, you unplug yourself from your true source. You are the one you have been waiting for in the thing. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ah. No. That's perfect. I wanted to say, too, if you want to call in and talk to Reno, ask him a question, make a comment on what he's saying, ask him to, because this man is, he's here, he's live, and he's ready to talk to you. The number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. It's a toll-free call in the continental U.S. We just had a caller a minute ago, and we lost them. It was a 229 area code. So, Mr. and Ms. 229, wherever you are, give us a call back, and we'll bring you in as soon as I see your number up here again. Thank you so much. Please call in. And now, let's keep going. You know what I wanted to ask you? You're talking about, to start off at the bat, life scripts. I recently finished Trevor Noah's book, Born a Crime. And he was talking about in the village he grew up in South Africa, everybody had a certain name. Like you had a first name, middle name, last name. But your middle name was given to you at birth, and whatever it was, it had a meaning, and that's what the person became. Like one person's name meant something like, if it meant athletic, he would be athletic. If it meant energetic, if it meant hard to find, lazy, slacker, that's what they would be. And so he said his mother personally did not do that to him, did not give him a name like that because she didn't want him to be like everyone else and feel like his life was molded by this title. And of course, that's a way of doing it more literally. But what you're saying, I think, is that everybody seems to have a place in the family these days, or that's their position, that's where they start off, and people to identify them as that, or want to put them into a plug. Keep explaining that to me, if you would.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just a common thing that we do. We adopt certain roles to fit in the family. Like for me, I'll give you my example. Here I come into an Italian family, and my mom and my dad both had rough lives. My mom came from a family of 13 kids. My father came from a family of 10 kids. They lived in hard times where they were in poverty. And my mother's mother, she passed after having her 13th child because her body just couldn't you know, and so here my mom became the mom, and so my mom didn't have a childhood, basically. She became this responsible person at 13 to take care of the other kids. And my father, wow, you know, he come from a family where my grandfather was in the military, and he brought that militaristic, commanding personality home, and he was just like really rough. And so my mom and dad, wow, they adopted some really rough roles, and they had it pretty rough. And so now, you know, they come together and they have me, and here I come in, and I'm a full, like, loud, obnoxious, full of energy being, and here I come, and they couldn't take it. And so at home, when I was at home, I was being swat down by my mom and dad, and my dad would just, if I was just too much, oh, no, 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 you can't do that. And then when I went to school, oh, the teachers couldn't handle my energy either because I'm this, you know, expansive being, and they're swatting me down. And you know what happened? I became, I pulled in, and I became very shy. I pulled in my energy. I pulled in my full beingness. And here I went through life as a child and even into my early adult years, literally being shy, having low self-esteem. I never went to either one of my proms because I was scared of talking to women. I had all these life issues, all because I grew up in a family that just, they couldn't handle an expressive being who was here to shine and literally be heard and be felt. And so it's taken me years to undo that because of the role I played. I had to play the role of, I'm a quiet, I'm a good little boy because mom and dad can't take the real me. And it really crushed me. I suffered. It hurt. You know why? Because I was dying inside to really express myself, and I always had the fear of, I can't show that side of me because they're not going to love me, and, oh, they're not going to approve. And so what did I do? I walked through life playing a role that was not conducive to who I truly am, and I suffered. And that's what I see a lot of people doing. They're suffering. They're hurting inside because they're not expressing who they truly are. They have adopted a role in childhood or later that they have played for so long that they don't know that they're actually playing it anymore. They think that that's them. It's not you. I'm here to tell you that it's an inside job, and no one can save you. No one, no coach is going to help you to uncover the real you. Okay? You're here to unfold yourself. You know, people are talking about law of attraction. I'd say you're here to unfold. It's called the law of unfoldment. If you want to call any law, it's law of unfoldment. Allow the real you to come forth without caring what others think, without caring if you're going to fit in or not. I did that my whole life, and I suffered. And I see a majority of humanity doing the same thing. It's a common thing running in human consciousness. It's to swat the people down that are trying to be bright because the other people can't handle it. And so my message is relax, calm down. You don't need coaching. You don't need personal development. You don't need to meditate. You don't need to do any of these things other than clean the cash out and demolish and destroy the roles that you have played because they're crippling you and they are a dishonor to the entire planet because if people don't feel you, see the true you, you're wearing masks. And how can we go through life being something we're really not? And I did it. I played it. I know what it's like. And it didn't feel pretty because I didn't understand that for a long time. Like, why do I feel like this? And then it finally dawned on me is because I'm holding back the real me. Very loud. I'm very energetic. I'm very like, in, you know, kind of like, hey, here I am. And I want to be heard and I want to be seen. And yet most of my life, I hid behind everybody and I was quiet. And I played real shy. And the moment it changed is when I decided, I'm not doing this no more. That's not me. Good night. And I was literally destroying everything that I had played as a role because it's like a suit. You wear like these suits. You wear like an outfit. You can take it off at any time. And that's how easy it is. So if you need anything, you know, because there's this personal debate, you got to do this. No, you just need to take the worn out suit off and let your true self emerge. I call it unfoldment, emergence, and that's it. And if you do that, you're going to have miracles. All this other stuff is very laborious. The laws of attraction, don't produce consistent results because it's mind-oriented. You can create with the mind, but it's very limited as far as the feedback loop of what you get as manifestations. Or it just won't last because it's like you're forcing the universe to bend to your will when the secret is you're already the vortex of manifestation. So manifestation doesn't come to you. It happens through you when you are aligned to who you truly are. But to do that, you need to remove the roles, the scripts, the life story that you've created to fit in life. And I know it's a challenge sometimes because it's like, wow, how do you do that? And believe me, it took me years to finally get to the point where I said, you know what, blip this. I'm not doing that. I'm not spending any more money on this personal because I don't need it. My intuition was telling me for years, my friend, you're not here to follow someone else's truth. You're not here to be programmed. You're not here to try to force yourself to be this spiritual person. You already are. We are already the vortexes, the manifestation magnet attractors. We already got it. But people, the second they look outside themselves, they have just disconnected themselves. So it's almost like you're a diamond, and you're running around. Oh my God! I got to get more brilliance. I got to be brilliant. I got to be a diamond. You already are, and the personal development industry is hoodwinking you into thinking that you don't got it, that you need that stuff to make you what you're hoping to achieve. And so for me, we need to pause and we need to watch how we're using our consciousness, because you will create things that you really don't want. So if you think you need something, guess what? You get to be right. If you think you need coaching and you need, you know, to be fixed and healed, guess what? You get to be right. You're so powerful that you're creating it moment by moment. And until you raise your consciousness to realize that, you're going to continue to suffer. And your ego, which is another thing, will love for you to be on that hamster wheel, will love for you to continuously seek outside yourself and continuously give your power over and continuously to buy these things out there. Because the ego doesn't want you to change. The ego loves complacency, loves being small because it gets fed when you're playing small. And again, I can go on and on, but the ego, by the way, if anyone is not and was not a divine creation, that is a virus that has been infiltrated into human consciousness over thousands of years. I can't get into the details of how and where it started, but if you ever come to one of my private retreats, I will show and reveal to you how that came to be. But the ego, if you think it's part of us, was never intended by Source to be part of our being.
All right. And again, this is Madam Perry. I'm talking, or Jennifer Perry. I'm talking with Reno Soriano tonight and talking about Life Story Detox. Let me tell you this too, folks. If you want to call in and talk to Reno, and we would love for you to do that, and he would love to talk with you, the number is 646-716-9922. You know, I can even tell I get more energetic when I talk to you, Reno. But let me tell you, my audience, and you've been on here before, and you've listened to my shows before, and I think you would agree that my audience is it's very diverse. It is a very intelligent audience, and they know, I'm sure, that in a lot of situations, and of course, me being a publicist, I know this, when I have a guest on a TV show or radio show, I'm expected to give the interviewer or producer the questions they're going to be asked and the answers they're going to be given.
Yeah.
I might know about your show, but you never do that to me. So anything I ask you is just something that I'm just wondering about too. So this is not like I'm leading you on. And like I said, my audience would see through that. So you're giving it to me straight and taking my questions. Now, what I want to ask you about, and if you explain to me, when you were talking about growing up and having a, you know, knowing that your parents couldn't quite handle who you were in essence, and trying to be someone else. And I think there are so many of us, you know, I've done this, so many of us have gone through this, and it's just a matter, I feel like when you do that, it seems to me that you're fighting against or working against who you really are inside spiritually, and that can't be good for you, in my opinion. I'm not trained, I'm not educated on this like you are, although I certainly get a lot from reading your blog and checking out your website and books. But still, it would seem to me that would make my spirit put it in turmoil, put my health in turmoil.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we
exactly
replying?
My point. By you not walking and living your truth, by you playing roles and being caught in these life stories, it's actually going to eat you from the inside out. You are actually on your way out, because to live not only healthy, but to the point where you feel fulfilled, you have to be generating life force energy. And the only way you can do that is when you are aligned to who you truly are. Because when you are aligned, your soul is generating an abundance of life force energy. When you are going against what your soul is, who you truly are, the core essence, spiritual essence, when you go against that, when you're trying to be something, it is literally dimming your light, and you're literally taking yourself out. And a lot of people have done just that and are going to continue. This planet is, we're going through a transition. There's a lot of people that are so miserable that they can't stand another day. And that's why a lot of people are going to go in the next 10, 15 years. I mean, I'm not making this up. That's the core. You know, most people think, oh, he had this health condition. Yeah, he had that health condition because he's not aligned, or she's not aligned. She's miserable inside. She's generating toxic emotions that's eating her alive, eating him alive, and they're taking, the body can't survive. So my deal is get aligned for your own sanity, for your health. When you are aligned, you're generating life force energy, and it will carry you. You can live to 150 to 200 years if you're living your bliss. The problem is this life has been set up to take life force energy from you. The economy, your job, marriage has become this superficial thing. You know, school system, it's all designed, it's parasitic. Look at the economy. It's based on consumerism. We have everything tied to consumerism and profit. And do you really think that can last too much longer? I don't think so. So the deal is you have to learn to align your entire life that it's uplifting. It increases your energy, increases your life force. It blisses you out, because otherwise you're pulling yourself down and you might not be around in the next 5 to 10 years. There's people on this line right now. You're at a crux point, and you have to decide if you're going to continue to be on the hamster wheel, continue to give your life force energy to that job you can't stand, to your partner that you guys don't even know how to talk to each other. It's stifling. To a place where you live that is not bringing you happiness, to a business that really doesn't uplift you. These things are either taking your energy or they're giving you energy. Which one are they? So I tell people, go with the feeling. When you hang out with someone, how does it feel? Does it feel uplifting or is it draining? If it's draining, that's your clue. Get out. It's okay to do a detox. That's why in the free giveaway I'm giving out tonight, it's called my Luminous Life Detox. It's free, and it's going to teach you how to start detoxing your entire life. Your relationships, your money, your career. You need to do these things, because not only do you help yourself, you help the entire planet, because then you serve as a role model for others to do the same. At the current pace, most people are waking. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Listen, thanks for reminding me. Everyone listening, I just want you to know that Reno is giving away a free copy of his report, Luminous Life Detox. And if you just call in and just tell him that you want it, and then message me or him your email address, he will make sure you get it. And he's also going to be giving away 3 copies of his book, The Illumination Codes. So definitely let us know. Now, someone, and they're asking to remain anonymous. They've asked also, let me back up a little bit. See, I get so energized when you're on. When I love it. When, if you want, the book is The Illumination Codes. It's an e-book. He's going to give away 3 copies of that, but you have to let us know that you want to win it, so otherwise you can't win it. But everyone who wants a copy of Luminous Life Detox, and come on, just the name alone, Luminous Life Detox, if you want a copy of that, just let us know, because everyone gets a copy if you just ask for it. Now, I've got somebody here that just wants to, that just said, I want a book. And Mr. Odom, I will make sure that you get a copy of the book. So I'll put your name down for that, and then send me your email at the end of the show, and you'll get one. Or send it to me now, and I'll write it down. And if you want to call in, 646-716 9922 to talk to Reno Soriano. Somebody else is asking me, and they've asked to be anonymous about this, I guess because they're on Facebook. They've asked me, what about dealing with, and I know this is kind of like it might be off our schedule, but what about dealing about grief and loss?
Well, grief and loss, yeah, that's, I guess grief and loss pertaining to a loved one, is that probably?
Yes, a loved one, that's what it has. I think just loss,
yeah,
a very close family member.
Yeah, any grief or loss is going to be traumatizing to your being. And I guess what happens sometimes to people is, let's just say you lose a loved one, you shut down even more than you were before. And so now, again, that's a dishonor to service. But, you know, if this person passes, yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it hurts. So I would say, you know, definitely there's got to be a time for grieving, but there's also a time for release and celebration. You got to let things go. And so the problem, I think, with grieving and loss is the person is so attached to that person, that thing, that career, that job, that business, whatever they're grieving. It's like a renewal to it. There's a moment of transformation in that as well. So it's almost like, you know, there's a new dawn coming, but these people, you know, going through this grief and loss, it's almost like they want to keep replaying the same scene and they don't want to let go. And I know it's pretty difficult and it's challenging. Yeah. However, we as expansive beings, the way we're supposed to be is we're supposed to let things go and move on. Yes, things suck. This life will rock you. This life will, yeah, you're going to go insane sometimes. I got it. I've been there. However, you're only doing yourself a dishonor and disservice, and you're doing that other person or that other thing a disservice, because if you're holding on to someone, you know, there's a weight on your being, but if they're alive still, then, you know, if it's a breakup of a relationship, almost like you're both finding each other, you're sending each other negative energy. So the deal is cut your cords and move on. Look to create a new life. It's your opportunity to start anew. And I know not going to be easy. So,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, we got a call for you. Hi, welcome to Madam Perry Salon, and you're on the air with me and Reno Soriano. So come on in and introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Good. I'm really enjoying the program. It's very invigorating.
It is.
Awesome.
Isn't it? I mean, I'm glad to hear you say that. Have you already read Reno's works, or do you know about him already?
No, I haven't. But I was hoping to get a copy of that book, The Illuminating.
Luminous. Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, mm-hmm. You got it. I don't know how do I know you, Sandra? I don't know your last name. Are you a friend of mine on Facebook or Twitter or?
No. But my best friend who lives in Sparks, Duffy, is a big fan.
Oh,
and
okay.
Mm-hmm. He listens to your program all the time, and he told me.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes, yeah, so then make sure, you know, Duffy knows how to send me your email address so that Reno can make sure to get a copy to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I could send it to Duffy and I could ask Duffy to send it to you. I think he...
Well, you can send it straight to me on Madam Perry Salon on Facebook, too. So what do you think about this whole bit about life detoxing your life story? Sandra?
I think it's fantastic because you really have to do that because there's no way that you can be consistently the same year after year after year. If you are, you're stagnating and you can't live your life being a reflection of what you were supposed to be based on your past or your upbringing or the people that you hang around with, that's just crazy, really.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What do you think, Reno?
Well, most of humanity is doing that. So the way I can equate it, it's almost like you have a dog, and you have this dog, and here this dog is born, and it's just too rambunctious for the mom and dad. So the dog sees a cat one day and goes over and goes, oh, wow, check these cats, and he starts hanging around the cats, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, well, maybe if I become like the cats, maybe then I'll be accepted and loved. And so now you have a dog trying to play a cat, and he's trying to meow, and he's trying to mimic being a cat. And guess what? It never fits, and it just doesn't fly even when he's in public because everyone's looking at him like, what are you doing? So even though most people won't be able to tell consciously, unconsciously, everyone can feel when you're being inauthentic. So what my main point is most people are walking around being inauthentic to their true self. It's like, you know, like a dog trying to be a cat or a cat trying to be a dog. It's not going to work. And it's inauthentic. You can feel it. So my thing is I know when people are being inauthentic. It's a vibration. You can feel it when they're not being true to who they are. So these stories must die. They must be purged from your consciousness, from your field, from from your belief systems. Because sometimes we grow up into families and you adopt an entire belief system that has been passed on for generations, and it's unconscious. It's all done energetically, informationally, and you have no choice as a child. You have no guards when you're a child to say, I don't know if I'm going to believe that, mom or dad. That doesn't sound too good to me. So when you're a child, you're being imprinted emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, and that stuff sits in your field. It sits in your auric field. Some people call it a biofield. I call it a biofield. Everything gets stored in your biofield as an informational field. This is being proven by science. I'm not talking mumbo-jumbo. I'm not into that, you know, airy-fairy stuff. I'm telling you that you get imprinted as a child the second you come in. The second you come into mom's womb, boom, you're getting imprinted with her emotions, her thought forms, her belief systems without any filters. And so now look at your life and look at your mom and look at your dad. What were you imprinted with? And it's beyond just one level. It's multiple dimensional. It's physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You're imprinted on all levels without having any filters. That's why most people cannot create lives that flow because they have all these information and energies in their field that are not theirs. And so the greatest thing you can do is start destroying and dismantling and sending back to source all these energies and imprints and belief systems because most people suffer because they are carrying many generations worth of energies and imprints that are not theirs. And that is one of the most powerful things I could share, that this is going on unconsciously, and this is the main reason why laws of attraction, all this, cannot work. As long as you're carrying mom, dad, and your whole generation and many generations before, if you're carrying around their imprint, you cannot be you. You cannot know who you are because these energies are pulling on you. And that's why most people go crazy. Most people have to go drug themselves and drink because they can't stand this pulling on their being. And that pulling is your sign that these energies are not yours. You need to clear them from your field. You need to clear them from your consciousness, and you need to clear them. It's like a multidimensional detox. It's like it's not just one level, and that's why most people don't shift. It's because, you know, they change their belief system, but the imprint is still in their aura. It's still affecting them on some level. So my deal is, and that's why I wrote the Illumination Codes, is it teaches you how to clear multidimensionally. Because you can go to a healer, you can go to an energy practitioner, they can do their thing. You're going to feel good for a few hours, a few days, but guess what's going to happen? The imprints are still there on one level. They might be in your cells, in your fascia, stored informationally. And this is being proven. This is not gimmick, okay? Some people have very minor imprints, so you know they clear the subconscious and boom, they have a shift in their life. But most people have been traumatized. Most people have been hurt, and they're carrying lots of energies and informational fields in their field that is not theirs. And that's why you can't know who you are until you clear this from your field. Does that make sense? It's almost like having someone in your house that you don't know, and it's like, okay, I'm trying to live my life, but you're in my way, dude. You cannot live the life of your dreams or live right. What I call a victorious life until you clean it up. And that's why I'm teaching we need to do a detox, a multidimensional, and it's the only way that you'll finally come to discover and feel who you truly are. And once you do that, oh boy, you're going to be like a rocket blasting off.
Hey, let me ask you just a question, Sandy and Reno, a question for you. And I've got a few other people messaging in questions too. But first of all, let me say, if you're listening to me here live tonight with Reno Soriano, I want to say that you can call in 646-716-9922, toll free in the continental U.S. To talk to us. Also, if you want, you can get a free copy of Luminous Life. Sorry. give me the title again. Luminous Life Detox.
Detox. Yeah.
Right. All you have to do, everybody can have a copy as long as they either just call and ask for it or message in and ask for it. You can also find Reno is also on Twitter at Reno Soriano, and he's also on Facebook, too. So you can also message him as well. And what's going to be a drawing later for three copies of the book, The Illumination Codes. And you can get your name in for that as well. I've got a couple I'm going to bring in a message from somebody else. But, Sandy, let me ask you a question. I know who you are now. And like all of my audience, you're brilliant. So if you don't mind me asking you a question.
Okay.
All right. You're on Facebook like I am. And I was just talking to my friend Kenya recently. And I said, you know, sometimes I'll go on there and I'll see so many people who are sharing her. Now, people may be friends or old friends or current friends or people you've never met in person on Facebook, but people will sometimes bear a certain thing that's bothering them or upsetting them or a certain hurt they've got or sickness. And I said, you know, Kenya, sometimes I wonder that people just, I think about people just bearing their soul and opening up like that and how sometimes they can be so raw and honest in front of people, whether you ever met them or not, ever met them or not. And I said, but on the other hand, there's so many people with a lot of hurt, and if they feel like they've got a safe place to share it or someone to talk with, though, I think that's very good. But I don't know about you, but I also feel sometimes all these things that I see people come up with, and I see it on TV shows, like we all have, like Law of Attraction, for example. I tried that, and it just got nowhere with me. Oh, Kimmy, you got a little buzz there. All right, Kenya, that was you with a little bit of a buzz, so just try to call back, honey, or we'll try it again. All right, Kenya, you got a buzz, and not the kind that we're talking about here. But see, that's my BFF, Kenya. She'll be right back. I don't know, Sandy, with me, I always feel like, you know, like I try to follow these things. I see the books. I see it on the major television shows and our thought leaders, and I think, okay, this isn't working for me. Am I not doing it right? Am I trying hard enough? Should I feel like I'm I don't know. Sometimes I just feel, am I just missing the boat? Am I alone here? Sandy, do you think? Or am I confusing even now?
Well, you mean about opening up on Facebook?
Well, I think that has a thing of people, you know, needing something and needing somebody to share it with. But I think also when sometimes people will come up with stuff like, oh, well, you should do Law of Attraction and that will help you. But I don't think that's that much to that to help everybody. It's never helped me.
I think Law of Attraction is mostly wishful thinking, and it's like a type of propaganda that everyone can adopt, but it's propaganda nonetheless. It's like, like feel-good Pollyanna kind of, you can get whatever you think you deserve and just have to want it badly enough and it's going to come to you because it's magic. And if
sort
you're
of like prosperity gospel, if you don't get that new car, you didn't pray hard enough, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, it's very greed oriented for one thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's being done on purpose. It's all about money. And it's a perfect vehicle to sell the prosperity, what I call the scam. It's true prosperity is not what you have. True prosperity is, for me anyway, I can be on a mountain and watching animals, and I feel abundant and prosperous. So for me, abundance has nothing to do with what you got as far as goodies. What it has to do is what you got inside, and how much of your true self are you willing to reveal to the planet. That's true abundance, without feeling you need money and this and that. The whole money law of attraction, it's being done on purpose. It's called money. It's called profit. It's called hoodwinking you into giving up your money and life force and your power, because that puts people in victim mode. Oh, hey, come to my program. Come buy this because you need fixing. Come here. Come over here because you need this. You don't need a thing. You are being... your consciousness is being directed outside of you for a reason, to give your power over so you don't remember who you truly are. I'll put it to you like this. If you don't wake up every morning and feel who you truly are, it's like a sun. When the sun comes over the horizon in the morning, It is brilliant, radiant, shining in its full glory. That's who you truly are. If you think anything other than that, good luck. You're going to suffer. You're going to keep getting your butt whooped by the universe, because that's the universe going, uh-uh, that's not who you truly are. So if you don't wake up every morning shining your truth and revealing who you truly are, you're going to suffer, and you're going to be probably wanting to look for solutions, and that's the predicament I'm here to present. If you seek outside yourself, even to bump yourself up even a hair, you have just disconnected yourself. You don't need a thing, and that's the whole scam of this being sold to you is, you know, come do this, come do this manifestation, come do the, you know, come and listen to the CD-ROM because you're going to evolve your way. But no, you are already there. You're already the diamond. Yeah. If you can just pause and feel that to the core of your being, your life will change tomorrow or even tonight. But the deal is humanity has been programmed for thousands of years. This isn't just now. This is thousands of years in the making. Humanity keeps seeking outside itself and keeps seeking outside itself. And guess what has happened? Humanity keeps suffering because they don't know how to embody their brilliance. If you don't wake up every morning like the sun ready to shine, you're going to miss it.
Hey, that's very... The reason I'm laughing at that, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because we also have on the phone here. And I've also got some messages coming in, too, that I need to share with you, Reno, for you. And for anyone listening, Reno Soriano, you can find him on Twitter. It's R-I-N-O-S-O-R-I-A-N-O. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter, his website, renosoriano.com. There is a wealth of information for you there in all aspects on his website that you'll be so glad you found. Also, what you just said, though, before I read my friend David's message, we want to welcome back in here. She's my practically my twin sister, my BFF, Kenya Colbert. Kenya, welcome to Madame Perry Salon with Reno, and Sandra's in here. And
hello, guys.
Duff,
good evening.
And other people. Duff and David are leaving messages. The reason why it was so timely is because we talked about getting up in the morning. Kenya and I have been friends a long time. And I always say you never know anybody until you work with them or you live with them. And Kenya and I have worked together in many aspects. We've also traveled together. And the last time we were on a trip was last April. And I was just telling somebody about this the other day, Kenya. Actually, I think I was telling Joy about this. Reno, Kenya and I were in Chicago last year in April, and we shared a hotel room. And Kenya, when she gets up, open the curtain, she goes, "This is what I do every day." She says, "I wake up, you know, I open the curtain, and I just look out, and I greet the day, and let it in, and I give thanks, and I just think of all the," and she's going on with all this wonderful stuff, and I'm looking outside, how can we be best friends? I just kind of pull the cover over my head and go, leave me alone. 5 more minutes. No, make that 30. 30 more minutes. Come back later. You know. But this is her. I've known her a long time. We've traveled a lot. Now, that's what she does. She says, I get up every morning, fling open the curtains, and greet the day and expect, you know, good things. Now, what's wrong with her, Reno? Why did she do this?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. That's how we should all be waking up, ready to face the new day and saying, here I am, and ready to make a ripple. Let people see you and feel you and be appreciative of what you got in your life. But most people, the sad fact is, most people hit, you know, the alarm goes off or they wake up and they go, oh, no. Because they're living inauthentic lives. They're going to a job they really don't love. They are living in a house maybe that they don't love or in a state they don't love. They're with a partner that, oh, my God, they're just going at it and there's no real communication or love going on. So most people are living very inauthentic lives. And the power comes in when you realize that when you consciously choose to change things, like you start making choices to, you know, better your life. But most people think they don't have those choices, and they do. But most people will find a million excuses why they can't leave their job, they can't leave their business, they can't. Yeah, you can, and it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's the only way you're going to change your life. If you want a new outcome, you got to walk down a new path. And most people want their lives to change by pushing buttons and listening to, you know, doing these one push button miracle. It doesn't work that way. It's called taking your life and taking your power back. Number one, from your life story, cleansing your life story, and then consciously saying, okay, I'm cleaning this up and I'm doing it no matter what. And you clean up your relationships, you clean up your career, you clean up your money paradigm, you start cleaning it up, and that's how your life changes. It's actually much simpler than most people believe, and the laws of attraction just make it more stressful. I know personally, and I'm talking for myself too, a lot of people have gone into debt by going to some seminar, to some buying something. Last year, I my intuition was saying, dude, just keep putting your message out there because people are ready for it. And here I thought I needed some person to help market me. And guess what? $5,000, ka-ching, goodbye, gone. And if I would have listened to my intuition, I would have probably been, you know, a lot further along. But now, you know, because I didn't listen to my intuition, because I thought, I need help. And my intuition is saying, you got it, bro. What do you need? You got a powerful message. People are waiting. What are you doing? You don't need that person to market you and spend all this money. And bam. And so that was a costly lesson. And so now I've learned to listen and say, I don't need a thing. I can do it. And you can receive guidance. Yes, you can receive assistance when, you know, but ultimately you got what you need to create a beautiful life. But most people give their power over, and most people think, you know, they can change your life without making the hard decision. You're going to have to make some hard decision, and you got to do the detox. You got to cleanse your life. You got to clean the scripts. And that's when life and your life changes, and you will experience not only great things, miracles are waiting, but you have to take the leap.
Right. I am enjoying this show, Reno. Thank you so much for telling it like it is. This is Kenya. I am enjoying it. I think the funny thing is that Jennifer was telling the story about us. And the thing that makes us best friends is that we see the best in each other. And I think that sometimes that's the key to life as well. You do want to bring your A game. You do want to, you know, eliminate all of those things that start to become toxic in your life. I'm with you a million times. I say this every day as well. There is something every day designed as negative energy in our lives. There's just something that's designed to put us in a negative headspace. But it takes, like you said, that conscious effort to say, not today, not that, not you, not this. I choose to. And it is a choice, because sometimes it's easy to give in to the negativity. But the thing that really helps me, And she said, I wake up to the good. And it sounds, I'm like, wow, yeah, I do. But before I get to the window, before I get out of the bed, I literally have to put myself in that mindset that you're talking about, which is, I just want today to be good. So if I want it to be good, I've actually got to be the driver of what's good. And then, of course, sometimes negative things come in the way, and then it takes me, just like with Jennifer, she's funny because she'll tell everybody great things about me, but the reason that we are such best friends is because we feed each other good stuff. See, when I get to the window, she smiles and she greets me. When I call her, we have to feed each other too. Even though it's us, we're not islands. So as wonderful as I feel, I get my energy from other people as well. I give it and I get it. So when I don't get it from those people, I have to turn to somebody and go find the positive energy. So I don't give in to the negative, but it's easy to talk a good game. Like people say, that law of attraction. It's easy to talk about the law of attraction. It's easy to talk about these things of how good it is to feel. But the the work comes in the everyday. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. So you really have to take a conscious effort every day to resist that thing, that quicksand that pulls you down and says, hey, you are not as good, or you do need other people. And at the end of the day, we need other people to help us grow. We need, because we're not islands, we need each other to feed each other. Like, I get positive energy from her, from you. That's, but when we go to places like Facebook, or we go to people who are in a bad mood, and if your day is bad, my day should not instantly become bad because of what you're feeding. I just choose not to eat it. So
yeah,
I agree totally in what you're saying, basically.
Oh,
yeah,
if I can just cut in just a second for people, let people know, too, if you're listening live, if you want a copy of Luminous Life Detox, Marino Soriano, all you have to do is message him or me, Madam Perry Salon on Facebook or Twitter, or call in and ask for it. Everyone gets one. Thank you, Reno. That's so generous. And also, she's going to give away 3 copies of the Illumination Codes, but you have to let us know that you'll want your name in there to win a copy. So you got to let us know that, too. And that's also very generous of Reno, but you'll... he's going to want some feedback on that, too, and I can dig it. If I've got a couple of things, I've got somebody sending a message in, Reno, and then let me tell you, too, I've only got about 8.5 minutes on here that you'll be able to call, get a phone call in here, but I don't know. Reno may stay on a little bit longer, and if you want to ask him a question, then you'll have to message it to me, and I'm going to try to get him back on here as soon as possible, maybe in a few weeks, because this don't stop right
here.
And I also get the feeling, Reno, and you know, last time you were on my show, another friend of mine asked you on her show, Svetlana Kim,
yeah,
and I get the feeling that, that Kenya is also going, because she listened to it, and she says, I got to have that guy.
I
got to have that guy. Yeah, I know. I get all the good people. She and I always argue about, you know, who gets the best guest and all. I do. And this, I'm going to make a statement now, and this is not political. So if you're on either side, I don't care what side you're on politically. This is not political. I'm just saying, Madam Perry Salon has more celebrities than the inauguration. Okay? Now, I've got a comment here from my good friend David Hurley. Reno, you're part of it. I've got a comment from my friend David Hurley, and he says, and he's a dear, dear friend of ours here, he's an author, poet, runs a magazine called Subtlety, and he's saying, this is compelling stuff. I'm certainly being cannibalized by my own regrets, worries, stress, and chronic despair. So this hits the bone for me. I think you're speaking for a lot of people there, David. But anyway, he says, I realize that a lot of it is spiritual, emotional, habit. And Reno, he puts habit in capital letters, spiritual, emotional, habit, and it's a habit that seems impossible to break. And since the present, for too many reasons to list, is so unstable and seemingly luckless, I lose more hope for and belief in the future more every day. Reno, what is your suggestion for jumping off this grim wheel, at least far enough to gain enough traction to really gain some redemptive ground?
Yeah. And this brings in the point of the mind. Okay, we have this thing called the mind. Most people are unaware that the mind has taken on an excessive life form of its own, and the mind is the impediment to humanity. The mind is why humanity has been suffering for thousands of years. The mind is the one that generates all this doubt, low self-esteem, pity, seeks approval. So we need to really be conscious of our consciousness and start disassociating with this, Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body, the ego. The mind is actually an impediment to our evolution. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, what are you talking about? It's part of our being. It was never designed to take over our essence, our true awareness and consciousness. It's very subtle. And I've done it several times where I've caught my mind chattering. It's a freaking chatterbox, and I noticed that it wasn't me who was consciously choosing the thoughts to come in. And that's when I started realizing there's something wrong here. There's something that has gone awry with human consciousness, and this mind has become a parasite. And the mind is the greatest killer of human dreams. It is the greatest breakup of relationships. It is the greatest impediment to human evolution. Most people will disagree. I will say, oh, really? Humanity has been suffering for thousands of years because of the mind. It's the mind. If we can silence the mind, everything starts to flow. Everything starts to appear awesome the way it was designed. I had several mystical experiences where my mind was temporarily kicked off. I had one episode in Hawaii, one episode in Sedona, and there was another one where it literally, I was walking and all of a sudden something, I don't know what happened, kicked my mind off and I was pure awareness. And I'm here to tell you that's our true state of being. And there are things that are in the way that are just, and I can't really go into detail. So if you ever come to one of my private retreats, I will teach you what has happened to humans to have this mind take a life of its own. And if you look at the state of the planet, that's called ego and mind. Mind and ego are doing that, not spiritual beings. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. The mind is a parasite, and it must be weeded out, or you will suffer for the rest of your life. And if you become more conscious of your consciousness, you will see that you will take your power back, and the mind loses its power, and especially when you call it out, and you say, hey, dude, you've had enough. You're not allowed in my life anymore. Because the mind is like a virus. It has infiltrated human consciousness, and it's been going on for thousands of years. You may disagree, that's fine, but all I'm here to say is I've had some experiences, and I've taken my power back, and when you take your power back, it's amazing because your mind can't fool you anymore. Your mind can't throw these thoughts that make you think that it's you. It's not you. Most of your thoughts are not you, but anyway, they're not being generated by you. They're coming from somewhere else, but I can't go into where because I have to respect some people's where they're at in their spirituality and what their belief systems are. But the mind is why humanity suffers. If we could pause the mind, this planet would change overnight. It would become a utopia. We would have a green planet within less than a year without the mind. And some people will disagree. I'm here to say I've had some personal experiences, and I've just observed, and I've been learning to use my consciousness more consciously, and there's miracles. So I'm here to say don't despair. We are on the crux of a huge monumental shift, and it requires all of us to ascend our consciousness to what I call luminous consciousness. I call it using your consciousness luminously. You light up your whole life, and anywhere that you don't like, you change it. You light up. It's kind of when you go into a dark room, turn on the flashlight to see. You need to use your consciousness luminously. You turn on your consciousness, and any time you hear a thought that is not in alignment with who you really are, you destroy it immediately and say, it's not mine. Get out of here. And anyone or anything that comes in your life that is not in alignment with you, you just don't go there. You don't participate. You don't give your energy. You don't, you know, like I said, we're talking about laws of attraction. You can disassociate yourself with it. You don't have to buy these things. You don't have to agree. You don't have to believe in any of this stuff. The only thing you need is to, you know, go back into yourself. That's where it's all at. All the great mystics of all time have always kept it simple. All that you seek is already within you. And they've said it in their own way. But yet humanity keeps going outside itself. That's why it suffers, because you're going in the wrong direction. All the great mystics have all said the same things in their own way. It's all about going within. It has nothing to do with going without. All the indigenous cultures, the American Indians, they never wrote manuals and books to study from, because they knew that life is intuitive. It's in the moment. It's a feeling thing. You can't put something down on the book and then try to feed it to someone, because now you're programming them with your philosophies, and now you've just done a disservice, because that person's truth might not be what you're saying in this book. So for me, I write my books to inspire, to catalyze people to wake up and say, hey, smack you in the head. Hey, I'm not telling you to follow me. I don't want anybody following me. That's dishonor. I'm here to say, hey, I'm going to give you some swift kicks in your butt so you remember who you are. And when you do, boy, lights come on, and watch out, because now that person is going to finally walk as a brilliant being that they're designed to be. But until that happens, yeah, it's going to be a struggle, because the mind gets in the way. The mind is like a parasite virus, and it needs to be removed from human consciousness. And most people are going to go, how are you going to do that? You take your power back from it. That's how. And then when you do it, I assure you, you're going to have a whole new reality open up to you, and you're finally going to see why humanity has been suffering for thousands of years, because the mind is a, you know, Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body. There's other people that have awakened to that level of consciousness to go, oh, my God, that chatterbox is not me. No wonder. That's why you suffer, because I could go on and on, but I would I would like to pause right now to take a breath.
Wow, you were really, really, really well. That was very fresh to me, the part about not writing stuff down, because it's the Native Americans didn't write it down. It's not your truth. It's not. It's got to be in the moment. I know I'm not saying it correctly, but believe me, I think inside it's all resonating. Reno, I'm so glad you're here tonight. And before you get off, I want you to promise me you'll come back next month. And
next month? How about sooner? Why next month?
Next week? Okay. Okay, sure. You know what? I think I'm booked, but I'll do an extra. I'll do an extra night of shows just to get you back on here. But let me tell you, folks, you can go to his website, renosoriano.com. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram, although he's not too active on Instagram yet. But we're about to change all that, aren't we, folks? And because let me tell you, I put you on. I put this tonight's event on Instagram, and within an hour, I think I had about within 10 minutes, I had 30 people liking the picture that had that you were going to be on the show.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So people are ready for you, or they think they're ready for you, but even if not, they're going to be, and very glad. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that you've come into our lives here.
Thank you,
Sandra.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm grateful to you, Sandra and Kenya. I'm so grateful that you gals came into the conversation tonight. And
great show, Reno. Great show.
Yes,
thank you. It's fun being on. It's you know, I love doing this just because it's, you know, it's my mission. I am here to come out of hiding. I've done it most of my life, and I'm not doing it anymore. And I know people are waiting for my message, so that's why I'm here. I'm not here to sell anything. I have nothing to sell anyone. I do have services available if and when you're ready to take that big leap. However, I don't sell. I don't market. It's not who I am, so I will never go there. But I do have things available. I don't promote stuff. So if you want, you know, see what I have available, go to my website. Other than that, I don't sell. I don't pitch. I don't, because that is part of the paradigm. We have to remove that as well. We have too many people pitching. You go to Facebook, it's all about pitching you about something. We need to be more authentic. We need to create an authentic community.
Mm-hmm.
So live your truth, walk your truth, and let's help, you know, help this planet out. And the more that you clean your life up, and the more radiant you are, and the more light your life flows, you make it easier for others, so you can teach them how to do it yourself. So I'm here to challenge you right now. You're hearing my message. You don't need a thing. You're the one you've been waiting for. There's no one coming to save your butt. And we are the ones this planet has been waiting for thousands of years. This planet has been waiting, salivating for us to clean up the stuff. And I'm here to say it's much simpler than everyone thinks. But you start with you first. You start looking at yourself, and you start using your consciousness more consciously. You start living cleaner, eating cleaner, thinking cleaner, and you will see that miracles will open up when you are in your authentic self. And that sometimes can be a little daunting, because sometimes you don't know who you are, because you have all these energies pulling at you and your mind jamming, and you have all these other responsibilities. You need to simplify and ground and go within
yourself.
That's
the truth.
And so,
that's the absolute truth, Reno. My mind is just jamming with all kinds of stuff up there. It's just making its own self worse. Also, I want to say hello to Andrea Robinson, because she messaged in a hello and say that she's enjoying listening to you, Reno, and looking forward to going through your website tonight. Thank you, Andrea, for listening and for messaging that into us. David Hurley, Deffy Odom, all the cool people. Hey, guys, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to let Reno go. But you know what? Like I said, you can find him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on his website, Reno Soriano. Everybody who's called or messaged, and you can still message me if you just heard this, gets a copy of Luminous Life Detox. us, and you can also submit to win a copy of the Illumination Codes, People Reno. Oh, I know that you can still download. If you follow Madam Perry, if you follow my show on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or Stitchers, you can also, if you're saying, I want to go back over something Reno said or there's a part he went through that I want to hear again, you can always download the show. It costs you nothing but just to pull it up and click on the button, and you can download the show and listen to them over. And then also follow the show and follow Reno so you'll his social media, so you'll know where he's going to be next, that you can listen to him and talk to him and call him. And I am just so grateful to have you here, and hope you'll be back soon in Madam Perry's salon.
Thank you, Jennifer. I will definitely be on soon, for sure. I'll definitely be coming back.
Good, good. Because you know I'm going to hold it to you. And let me sing on you tonight, folks. Where we were.